Welcome into the final hour of Byers & Company on this Wednesday morning. Kevin Brahaney holding down the fort. We visit with the guys from the Brass Horn and also talk with the Children's Museum folks as well this hour. That and so much more. It's Byers & Company on a Wednesday.
Byers & Company on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
Good morning and thanks for joining us. Welcome back to Byers & Company. As Jeff just said, I'm Kevin Brahaney, and we have one more hour to go. And when I substitute host for Brian, I have a certain amount of regulars that I go to people, I guess is what you would call them when you do, especially when you do 4 days of this. And they're ones that you just know people like listening to, and they can learn something, and they always have something new to say. And, you know, to get both you guys in here, George Dreyfus and Ryan Spurlock from the Brass Horn is a double treat. You guys have been on Soy City Buzz many, many times. Always bring something to give away. And you have the coolest men's clothing store in maybe
the world, Kevin.
I was going to say all of Illinois, George, but if I owned it, I'd say the world, too. I mean, I've been to a lot of clothing stores in my day, and there's some good ones in big cities, but they have nothing over you. Matter of fact, I tried the big one up there. Was a Brooks Brothers. That's in one of the malls.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'll give this a try since I'm up here and Sue's up here shopping around. And I was really disappointed. I said, but you guys aren't near as good as where I go. That's what I thought. I didn't say it.
Well, there's a little personalized service that we can provide for you and any other regular customer that we see, but they aren't able to do that up there. I guess they could if you lived up there, but
well, they might. But the cost for the same brand of suit, these are great suits, or it would cost more. And right, there was no personal touch. It was like going into a big box. And that's not the case at the Brass Horn. For me, it's really easy because you know my taste, you know my family's taste, you know my the gifts that I need to buy for people's and what I like. And you know, it's that's not much more than a 10-minute experience because you have everything ready for us.
Power shopping. 10 minutes. I love it.
You know, Kevin, it's been sort of a long journey in the men's clothing business for me. And obviously, having the Brass Horn for 25 years and having Ryan in there for 18 of that and being a partner is makes every day a great day to come in, just like it is probably at J.L. Hubbard with all the people that you have out there.
Well, if it wasn't for the people, you know, the job wouldn't be as appealing. It's people and the customers actually make going to work fun
right.
Every day.
You know, because it's sort of funny is when I first started, there were probably 15 men's stores in Decatur. Small, big, you know, all locally owned, some in the malls and every place. And now, unfortunately, you know, we are the last men's store in Decatur, Illinois.
How did you were the founder before Ryan
right.
came along, and how did you, what was your business model? Was it from Sam Loeb or was it from Backracks?
You know, I worked for Backracks for 6 years, and that was quite a learning experience. It was very well taught. It was, of course, I was in the mall, and that is a whole different hour structure. When I went downtown, I went to work for what had been Harlan's or Peddler's with Russ Bowlerjack, and that was a great experience. That gave me the opportunity to buy merchandise, actually sell the merchandise I bought, service the customers, and so there was no doubt that's exactly how I wanted things to go. And you know, so when I opened up in 1990 in Brentwood, it was that same thing. You know, it was a lot of hours by myself mostly. I've always had some great part-time kids from high schools and stuff work for us that are now parents and
is that
with
what you
kids.
Ended up doing, Ryan, at first, work as in school?
Sure.
There?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I was, you know, he was flexible with my sports schedule in high school, and then I went off to college, and that sort of petered out, if you will, and I figured out that I was doing already what I wanted to do.
So well, Kevin, out. It really happened that his sister brought him down to the store for one of our sales.
That's right.
And I still remember it was like a Hathaway or a,
it was a
Ciro
shirt. I got two of them for some ridiculous price. I was 12 years old.
He was 12 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Were you really?
You know, so So he was sort of sniffing around down there, and then his mom brought him in for, sniffing I think, around. Your first...
Well, the worst part, I mean, it's obviously a blessing. Being downtown is such a great location for our store now, but back then I lived on the north side of town, and I could ride my bike to Brentwood Village and pick up some stuff, but now I actually had to catch the bus one time to come down and buy a shirt from him. So
I'm sitting here trying to think, what would have been a Brentwood Village that you would have... TJ Maxx? Was that even...
No. I rode my bike to see him. At that store.
Back then, Brentwood Village.
It had TCBY, Baskin-Robbins. There was a golf store
Cinnabon,
right next to George.
The O'Coley had Cinnabons. We had the
Plantation Pie.
Baskin-Robbins was there.
You can get your Red Wing shoes.
Yep. We had. Yep. It was a great mall. I mean, and I'm not saying it's not a great mall now, but at the time, it was a specialty mall. But so really, I think the kicker was I molded Ryan into the young man he is. His mom brought him in for homecoming one year, and we sort of got him with the shirt and the sweater vest and pants, and he looked super sharp. And so I think the day that I could hire you, I don't remember if I had to sign a waiver.
I had to be dropped off the first 2 weeks because I wasn't old enough to
15?
Drive.
Oh, you're 15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is that cool?
Isn't that neat? So now he's somewhere in the mid-30s,
mm-hmm.
on the upper end of the 30s. And
well, you got a couple young guys 18. There. I mean, you do have to have the spectrum of ages. I mean, George has got that the very debonair, traditional style for us, you know, 50 and above's. You've got that middle age now, you know, let's say the 25 and above. And now you got young guys in
their
20s.
Oh, we got Jesse in there and Zach. So we have a nice group of guys.
They'll take care of the 18-year-old guys. And
I think that, you know, we have certain customers where we've got actually three generations shopping with us, which is cool, I think. And it's, you know, George has always, strived to go after younger people, go after the younger crowd, because, you know, I think that's the key to your continuation.
Oh,
and, you know, if you go into any other specialty store, you know, let's say you go somewhere else and there's, you know, probably a few older guys in there and a young guy comes in and he's got a guy that's 50 years older than him waiting on him, telling him how he looks. I mean, I think the credibility is lacking there. But
and you've got me into things that I probably would never have considered buying. Only because you say, hey, no, this does go together now. Those are the old ways of thinking. Because back in the day, you would always wear, I wore white and blue shirts for how many years,
right.
George?
A long time.
Until you finally got me into stripes. And now I'm into plaids. I can wear a paisley tie with a plaid shirt and striped suit. And it's, you said it's okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and by the way, I hope to be that, you know, cool 70-year-old dude telling young guys what to wear still, you know, when I get
like,
there.
God,
when
I get he's there, pretty cool, yeah, man. He's just...
But there, I mean, I think, you know, with all this kind of trim fit evolution and we're going after these young guys and, you know, we've got a grandpa, a dad, and a grandson shopping in our store, and I think that's pretty cool.
What is it with Brian in these pleated pants? I mean, he almost makes you feel... like you're an old fogey if you have a suit with pleated pants.
Are you kidding? No, pleated pants are apparently out. I've been told that on numerous occasions from both of those two sitting in this room.
Well,
not these guys.
I would believe it then, Jeff.
Brian and Lindsay.
Oh.
You know,
George has made the transition from a long, long, long time pleated customer, pleated guy.
Yeah.
And now he's made.
I'm flat front right now. And companies have really gotten much better at making flat front pants. I mean, it's just.
Is that for people that are fit versus people that aren't?
Kevin, I think you've hit it right on the head. You know, Ryan was talking about the trim fit sort of phenomena that's happening, especially the young guys. Well, they're not wearing pleated pants. And so they started the whole trend. So now it's sort of this whole vision when you see somebody.
So it's a vanity thing.
Right.
You want to show off your body because you want something.
Right. If you had a trim fit.
It makes you look slimmer.
Right. If you had a trim fit shirt on and pleated pants, it doesn't go together. It doesn't visually go. So it's flat front pants, a little trimmer, the coats now are a little trimmer. Everything is just sort of trimmed up a little bit. And so that's why flat front pants are here. Now, are they going to be here forever? Who knows? You know, I've always said that'll never happen again, and I was wrong. Ryan said one time, I will never wear paisley ties, and he's the biggest paisley tie wearer of all time. So never say never.
That's right.
But
that's right.
Well, I find paisley ties come in really handy when you get a striped shirt on. She can't wear a striped tie with. Shouldn't wear. Should you? Striped tie with striped shirts.
What big stripe little stripe.
George has a striped shirt and a striped tie on. But
that looks good, but it's like a pinstripe.
I read one time that you should never triple a pattern. So if you have a striped suit, a striped shirt, and a striped tie, you shouldn't do that. But you could do striped shirt, striped tie, check suit, or plaid suit, or something along those lines, and vice versa.
It's always about big and small, though, Kevin.
Right.
Too,
proportion.
Sometimes. So proportion. It's big checks and then with a small pattern tie. You know, so sometimes you can do all that kind of stuff. So.
Well, see, this is educational.
I mean, well, haven't you? That's what happens every day. That's how Ryan and I talk down at the store every day.
Yeah, but you never tell us your secrets. You just sit there and say, try this with this, this with this. No, this works. But we never knew the science behind it.
Well, people don't have time sometimes, Kevin. You're busy. I mean, people don't have time to sort of do it. Just look good.
I don't know about most guys, but for me, the way I used to decide until I met you all is I looked at magazines. You'd be sitting on an airplane or something. You go through a magazine. And our GQ used to be a good one. And just see, well, I guess this is what I ought to be buying now. And now you don't have to do that because you guys, I don't know how you do it. I mean, I know for like right now, you're 50, 70% off to get rid of the old so you can bring in a whole new crop of clothes.
Kevin, we love to buy merchandise. We love it. We love to take our store and sort of pack it full of neat stuff. We did realize a long time ago that it doesn't do any good to take it down to a basement and then bring it up and try to sell it again and then take it down and do that. That has happened before in the old retail days. Now it's better to get it gone and start over. So since we like buying so much, we love to sell, we can now sell for two seasons. So we had all our nice Christmas business and all the great gifts, and now we get to sell the sales stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we are putting together some absolutely great outfits. I am so surprised. The other day I had a lady in and we were doing some shirts and sweaters. And I was like, why didn't I think of this at Christmas? This is one of the nicest looking outfits we've had in the store all year. And I never saw it during the Christmas season. Never got them put together. And all of a sudden, here's a perfect gift. Happened to be 60% off. Everybody's happy.
Are there two kinds of shoppers or they intermingle? Because I'm a retail shopper. I don't wait for the sales. We get them, you know, probably in full markup because, you know, it's Christmas time.
Right.
And, or it's birthday time or it's whatever. And then by the time your big sales come after season, like after, you know, I've got everything I need, so I really don't go down. But I see your store packed, so some people must wait and maybe don't get the Christmas presents or get them late. Are there two types of shoppers?
Well, I think there would
certainly be. There may be more than that.
Yeah, I mean, we have our great customers. All our customers are great customers, but we have, you know, like you said, retail customers, and then we have some that kind of take advantage of the sale, and we have some who do a little bit of both. But, you know, as a salesman, I think you never are quick to show somebody the old shirt that you've had in the store for 6 or 8 months. You know, it may still be a great shirt, but I think we need that motivation of the new because we love opening up boxes and seeing the cool new shirts, and we love going to market and seeing what's new for next fall. And so that kind of helps
it
us
keeps
motivate.
It fresh.
Exactly. That helps us to show the merchandise as opposed to just having somebody come in and say, hey,
if
I'm
I keep going
for a shirt.
In, yeah, if I keep going in the three times I've come in, it's all the same stuff. I guess I'm not going to probably seen it.
Right.
But every season it's like, oh, you know. Saturday morning, let's go down to the Brass Horn and see what they got, what they pick up in market. So I look forward to your sale so you can get all that old stuff out of there. So, you know, when spring comes, it's time to see the new.
Yes.
Kevin, you know, the other thing that has been sort of a nice, and I'm not saying a star on us, but it's we now have, and this is to Decatur's credit. I mean, here we are in Decatur. You were talking to Amy Fike today about how she's
great.
Done. And, you know, we had in yesterday. At one time, we had probably 5 customers in, all from out of town.
Oh, I bet.
So we have become sort of a...
I don't know if magnet store is the right word.
I'm trying to think. But we do have guys who, and young guys, who definitely every vacation or every Christmas or Thanksgiving love to come to our store.
Well,
when
think
they're
about
home
all the people that travel into Decatur that work for ADM and Caterpillar and some of these big corporations that you have to come to Decatur for one reason or another. And, you know, you have time to kill, especially, you know, between meetings or at night. So you might come down here at 4:30, 5 o'clock to kill time. And then once you found this place, it's a gem. So it doesn't matter what city you're from. It's just what I said when we opened this interview up. You can go to every big city, you're not going to find Lance Barrow. You know, he's coming back on March 8th, and we're going to have – he'll be in your store. He already asked, how's those guys doing? I said, what's that name of that store? I go, the brand store. How are those guys doing? How are those guys doing? You know, that when he thinks of Decatur, he thinks of the brass horn.
Well, yeah, that is a very nice honor. Of course, he has one of the coolest sport coats of all time.
Yep. That with CBS Sports logo inside that was
on his liner was special. Pretty cool. So,
all right, let's take a break. During the break, if you'd like, you brought something here really cool. I'll let you explain it. It's pretty easy to describe.
Right. It's called M-Clips, and it is a slidable money clip. And so this one happens to be from the Beatles collection. I think, Kevin, is it the Yellow Submarine?
Yes, that's really cool.
So it's just cool. And we have been selling this for 4 or 5 years. I think we've had some on the show before, Kevin. And it is just a great way to carry both money and credit cards.
So if you want this, we'll take the 10th caller. 875-1340 is the number. And these clips go for 100 and some odd bucks, don't they?
That one, I think, would be right in that ballpark, yeah. The Beatles still got to make their money, you know what I mean?
All right, so if you want a $100, there's not $100 in this money clip. If you want a $100 money clip, give us a call, 875-1340, and the lights are lighting up. We'll have more with George and Ryan right after this break.
The WSOY 3-day weather forecast. Clouds this morning, sunshine this afternoon with a high of 37 degrees. Clouds and 29 tonight. Partly sunny with a high of 41 tomorrow, and looking ahead to Friday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 42 degrees. 28 currently in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time is 8:22.
It's the Newhoff Media first ever wedding extravaganza. Saturday, January 30th at the Sears Building inside Hickory Point Mall. The wedding extravaganza is free to the public and offering selections for catering, DJ services, rental, hair, and more. Sign up to win a trip to Niagara Falls or exciting Las Vegas. The Newhoff Media wedding extravaganza. Saturday, January 30th at the Sears Building in the Hickory Point Mall, Decatur. Vendors include St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Big Daddy Frank DJ, Sheer Learning, Mary Kay Makeup, and more.
My husband and I were so excited and a little nervous to finally be homeowners. And while we loved the house, there were some things we wanted to change. Once we received our tax refund, we called J.J. Swartz. J.J. Swartz is the most trusted name indicator for remodeling. I explained what we wanted, and they went to work. I love the way everything turned out. And my husband, well, he just let me go with it. He's a saint.
J.J. Swartz Company, your premier remodeling and restoration company since 1921. Visit J.J. Swartzco.com.
Hi, it's Mike Holvey from Newhoff Media to talk about a partner of ours, Dynagraphics Wood Printing. In the new year, Dynagraphics Wood Printing will have designed, manufactured, and installed a custom logoed wallpaper just for us in 3 of our company's buildings. It's a great new look. It is a custom design solution, something that you could use for your business too. Dynagraphics Wood Printing. 2 great names, 1 great company.
Following a disappointing performance at Sullivan, the St. Teresa Bulldogs leaped into the win column and dominated the Morrill Forsyth Trojans to a 63-31 final score. Now comes the Central Illinois Conference Tournament and a rematch with the Sullivan Redskins. Bulldogs fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Join me and Troy Hayes from Shelbyville on Saturday night. The Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs pregame show starts at 5:45, tip-off at 6. Right here on News Talk 1340 WSOY and online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
Byers and Company on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
All right, welcome back. It's Byers and Company without Byers. He's on vacation. He's in Hawaii. I'm Kevin Brahaney, and I'm here with Jeff, and he's managing the Master Control Room. Mike Spaulding in the newsroom. And our guest this half hour is my good friends, George Streckfus and Ryan Spurlock from the Brass Horn. And Jeff, do we have a winner for, Bill Mason?
Yes, we do.
Man, I'll tell you what.
Bill's got fast fingers. Redials, good.
Holy cow. There must have been 30 phone calls.
Yeah, there was.
So anyway, the Yellow Submarine money clip goes to you, Bill. Congratulations. Come down to the studio, pick it up. All right, so the sale is going on now, and then how long does this go before we can look for the new stuff?
It just depends. Probably another 4 weeks.
Yeah, 4 weeks. But, Kevin, as it sort of shrinks, we're starting to get new stuff in. So the sprinklings of the new spring stuff is coming.
You know, the hardest part about all of that is it's still going to be cold around here for a while. You know, Groundhog Day is next week. And so they say if we get lucky, we only have six, a couple more weeks of winter or whatever. But, you know, for us to bring in shorts and short sleeve shirts and fill the whole store up with great looking merchandise, albeit, but you're not going to wear it unless you're going on vacation until it gets warm around here. So we're going to have this sale going for a little while.
Well, there's a science to your business. I mean, it's all about timing, right?
It seems that, yes, it does. And sometimes we're right on it. Sometimes we're a little off, but sometimes the weather's that way. Like right now, just an idea, Kevin, you know, we had the great success with Save the Duck Coats.
Oh, yeah.
For men and women, which we are now just about out of. That has been fantastic. But we have probably 50 women's mittens and gloves in there for when we were selling those. And those are all 65% off. And we're selling about 10 a day.
You have men's caps and hats?
We have some men's caps, hats, scarves. Mr. Young Mike back here has on his purchase from yesterday. His Peter Millar sweater.
No, you are looking pretty dapper today. Here,
thank
Mike.
You. Thank you. It's the cashmere sweater.
Wow.
It just looks good.
What'd you get it for?
not a lot.
Yeah, I know. You know, normally a cashmere sweater would go for over $100.
Well, he got a couple of shirts,
yeah,
a tie.
Yeah,
I mean,
shirts, a tie, a sweater.
I mean, his hair's cut. He's looking professional. He's growing up. He really looks good.
He's always been growing up. He's just always looked young. This guy is a...
Wish I had that problem. Yeah.
He's the sharpest young man in town. And Milwaukee's going to get him pretty soon.
Well,
but he's going to be wearing brass horn.
He said he's coming back to Decatur to get a suit from us.
Yeah, my goal is to come back for a suit, a brass horn suit. That's my goal.
Well, you could buy one before you go.
Why?
But come on back. We want you to come on back. All right, so one thing that we don't talk much about that I think you really got a great variety of our shoes. Because, I mean, you don't have, it's not like going to Von Maur where there's shoes galore. You pick the cool shoes and the ones that catch your eye, and then you pull out a magazine and say, well, if you want the boring ones or the routine ones, here there. But these ones, well, first of all, I love the ones I got. I got these black Thread Needles casuals, Thread Needle casuals, blue soles. I love those shoes.
That's a Kohan piece that we got for you for Christmas.
Yeah,
your wife got for you for Christmas. Not us, but Sue did. So,
but now you have these, they're like burgundy Thread Needle. I don't know. They're a little too far out there for me, but I was tempted.
Well, I think you want to come in and look at something cool. I mean, there's obviously black and brown shoes out there, and we sell most of those. But it's fun to have those window pieces that have the red soles, that have the blue soles. And so, you know, we have some companies, Kohan, Donald Pliner, that make great, cool, different shoes that, you know, we'll get we'll sprinkle it in and just have it to show. And I think that's neat.
What is that pair that I talked to you about the other day?
That's the black pair with the blue shoelaces, Kevin? Is that the ones that you're talking about?
No,
that you
those
saw
are cool
the...
too. Yeah, the red ones or whatever, the two-tone, the burgundy red ones.
Oh, the saddle shoes,
you mean? Yeah.
Oh, those, that's an old school look right there.
Yeah, that's been brought back.
Yeah, that's right. Those are cool.
But Kevin's got a pair of shoes that he bought at our store that you saw the owner of the Indiana.
Yeah, the owner of the Indiana of the Colts.
The Colts.
And he just thought I was a camera equipment guy until I told him I had those shoes.
And you told him, hey, where are those blue laces, buddy?
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kevin.
More right after the news.
WSOY News Time, 8:29. Good morning, I'm Mike Spaulding. Here is your local news first. Drones aren't quite the unknown commodity they were 4 to 5 years ago, but that doesn't mean farmers aren't paying attention. Nearly 20 exhibitors are displaying their drones this week at the Conference Center and Hotel for the 2016 Midwest Drone Conference. Macon County Farm Bureau President Tim Stock says farmers across the county have found the drones quite useful.
Oh, I think the guys are enjoying using them on the farms. I think more and more of just taking out, doing some crop scouting on their own instead of them walking out into the field to fly it out over a field, take a look, see what's going on, you know, and they get a better picture and they can do it faster. They can crop scout a lot more timely in the companies that they work with the chemical application and that kind of thing too.
In 2015, commercial sales topped $260 million, with that number expected to jump over $480 million this year. More local news after 5.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. There was a traffic stop, a gunfight, and now arrested eight members of a group who'd taken over a wildlife refuge in Oregon protesting federal land policies.
They were on their way to a community meeting in a neighboring town. Police say one man was shot and killed, another man injured. Group leader Ammon Bundy and four others, including the injured man, were all taken into custody. The man killed was group spokesman Lavoy Finnegan. Later, authorities arrested two other occupiers in Burns, Oregon, along with another man in Arizona.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Donald Trump says he'll do something for veterans instead of attending tomorrow's Republican debate on Fox News.
He has been trying, at least since the beginning of the week, to get Megyn Kelly booted from the debate as a moderator. When he couldn't do that, Donald Trump decided that he was going to take his ball and go home, using the excuse that he didn't like the fact that Fox News had been making fun of him for not wanting Megyn asking questions.
Fox's John Roberts. Fox News. We report. You decide.
WSOY News Time, 8:31. Decatur Public School officials are continuing their discussion on how to best utilize the facilities that are owned and underutilized by the district. A small session was held at the Board of Education meeting Tuesday in which several members came up with their own ideas. Superintendent Lisa Taylor says the FACES group will take their board members into account and try to come up with a few viable options in the near future.
We're about halfway through our planning sessions, so it was that point to touch base back with the board and to see if there's any ideas or options we haven't explored yet that they want the planning committee to look into. So they gave us quite a few options in terms of facilities, but also some things to keep in mind and considerations in making those decisions.
Ideas like an arts academy or vocational school came up, though many board members said they just wanted to utilize their facilities as best as possible. In sports and high school boys basketball, St. Teresa top Monroe Forsyth 63-31. Warrensburg Latham remained undefeated on the year. They beat Monticello 56-54, and Teutopolis beat Mount Zion 66-57. Your next news update comes at the top of the hour. I'm Mike Spaulding.
Get what you want when you want it now with the Now Decatur app presented by Brinkhotter & Associates. Get the latest news from the WSOY news team. Fresh local sports from ESPN Decatur. Breaking news, weather, all of your favorite shows on demand. And, of course, you can listen live right there on your iPhone or Android device. Download it today at the Google Play Store and the iTunes Store. Get the Now Decatur app now. Presented by Brinkhotter & Associates Realtors. Open the possibilities at Brinkhotter.com.
Ever get the feeling that you're not alone? Good news, you're not. You're a part of a big, loyal, local radio audience. And if you run a retail business, we can keep you from feeling lonely. Just ask our advertisers about store traffic, web traffic. Ask us what only local radio can deliver. Call 217-423-9744. Let us tell your story on WSOY AM 1340. That's 217-423-9744.
That WSOY three-day weather forecast for a Wednesday is calling for cloudy skies this morning, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 37 degrees. Clouds tonight, 29 the overnight low. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 41, and Friday, sunshine with a high of 42. And again, got to sneak a peek at Saturday. Sunny with a high of 52 degrees. Currently in downtown Decatur, we stand at 28 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:34.
Byers and Company on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
Welcome back to Byers and Company. Folks, thanks for listening. It's time to go to Benjamin F. Edwards and talk to Jamie. And Jamie Bruner, how's the market doing today?
Well, it's a little bit down today, but the popular averages rallied on Tuesday, and the Dow closed up 282 points to 16,167. Investors were pleased with the day's corporate earnings announcements, and the rebound in oil prices added to the optimistic tone. Consumer news was favorable, as the Conference Board reported a jump in its January Consumer Confidence Index due to a resilient labor market coupled with low gasoline and utility prices. Home price growth was also up 5.3% for the 12 months ended in November. The two-day Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meetings wrap up today, and at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, the monetary policy and interest rate decisions will be announced. The European markets were lower today, with the London FTSE down 0.28% and the DAX in Frankfurt off 0.39%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 2.27%, and the 10-year Treasury note was down 4/32, yielding 2.012%. Gold futures were down 90 cents at $1,119.70, and crude oil futures were down 81 cents at $30.64 a barrel. The Dow is currently trading at 16,042, ADM at 33.50, Ameren at 42.57, Caterpillar 57.84, Norfolk Southern 69.73, PPG 92.49, and Tate & Lyle at 33.62. And to close, Franklin D. Roosevelt once said, "The only limit to our realization of tomorrow will be our doubts of today." This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company.
Thank you, Jamie, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, it's time to talk about one of the Decatur's treasures. There's many of them here, and it's this one happens to be at the Children's Museum. And Kate Fleming, the new director of the Children's Museum. How long has it been now, Kate? 6 months? Whoops, excuse me, hold on there.
You're good.
There you go.
Hi.
It's been a year.
In June, so we're past 6 months now, but, you know, a little past. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're doing a great job there. Now, you've worked there for how many years?
Since 2012. I'm actually coming up on my anniversary in March, so it's been a little while.
Yeah.
It's gone by fast.
Is it a labor of love?
It is, definitely.
With all those kids.
Yeah. Well, the kids don't come in my office, which is nice sometimes. You know, but yeah, we have all the kids come in. It's a lot of fun. But when you're passionate about something, it's not really hard work. It's just doing something that you love. So,
well, I don't know if this is a good comparison, but I'm going to give it a try. Because this week, my wife and I have been watching our three-year-old.
I thought that was coming, yeah.
Yeah, my daughters and Matt are out of town. And so, it's been a blast. More for me. Because Sue's doing all the work, but it is a lot of work.
And it is.
First of all, three-year-olds are as smart as five-year-olds anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're so far advanced in their thinking process. I think a lot of it has to do with these tablets and, mm-hmm. and all these apps that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
They teach them how to do things. And so Sue, all day long, is having to stay active
mm-hmm.
with Elizabeth. And I know how much my daughter Megan loves the Children's Museum, and I know why now.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that refuge, if you don't have that place to go to where these kids can do something interactive and stimulate them other than looking at a tablet or running around the house,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what you do. You drive yourself crazy.
I know. It's such a good outlet, and that's why we've kept the museum very hands-on. You know, they get... Technology is everywhere for them at home and, you know, even in school settings. So at the museum, we're trying to keep that imaginary play. And it's, you know, it's physical. Everything they're doing, they're running around. They're getting that energy out. They're learning how to play with other children. You know, so there's a lot of aspects that help with their development, but also just the day-to-day, okay, let's go do something productive in the sense of we're not sitting at home playing. We can go out and still have a good day and play and interact with our friends, families, that sort of thing.
And I think... parents should know, if they don't already, that there's been a lot of thought that goes into designing a children's museum
yes.
like this.
Yes.
And so when they bring their children or their grandchildren, they can feel assured that this has been all thought out and this experience is really healthy for their child.
Yes, definitely. And as we've been going forward, you know, we have some projects this spring. We were really trying to add some new kind of adventures for the kids to go through. So we're just trying to bring some innovative ideas that we see at other children's museums or just other museums throughout the country, even science museums and things like that, so that we can have those experiences here in Decatur for all of the children that come through our doors.
Now, as executive director, do you do all that or do you have people that are your creative people?
I definitely lead it all, but we do have some key full-time staff. I would actually say that Katie McVeigh, she's our director of museum experiences. She actually used to work at an exhibit design firm, so she helps a lot with our exhibits, especially Seat to Shelf and Young at Art. She was the main contact lead, you know, talking with the companies, you know, talking with our board and everything, making sure that we were producing the best exhibit possible for us at the museum.
Now, it's Director of Museum
Experiences.
Experiences.
Yes, because she does a little bit of visitor services and memberships, but also the experience of walking through the door. So,
yeah, it just dawned on me. I'm sitting here listening to you and looking at you, and I've had three really accomplished women on this show today. You know, started with Amy Fike. I don't know if you're listening or heard Amy, but she's running these hotels, 28 hotels around the country. She's a Decaturite.
Yes.
And then Debbie Bogle, who's in charge of the United Way. I think she's been from Decatur all her life, but she's been here a long time. And then you.
Thank you.
You know, and your predecessor, Nicole Bateman. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a great testament it is to, of success and still managing your households and having your children. I mean, that's a lot of balancing.
It is. And I always laugh because my grandma, who raised six kids, always says, I don't know how you do it. And I'm like, I don't know how you did it. You know, I think being at home and juggling six kids would be so much more than this. So, you know, it's a balance. It totally is. You know, last couple nights I've been out, and I texted my husband this morning. I said, tonight we're going to have pizza night. We're going to play with Gabe. We're going to, you know, relax tonight. Because some nights you're out and about and you're doing everything. You have a long meeting and, you know, you come home late. But it's totally worth it. I think museums are wonderful institutions, so I'm happy to put the hours in and the stress.
See the
and
results.
All that. Yeah, exactly. It's worth it, and it's our community loves the museum, and the work we've been putting into it, we're seeing it come back. We're seeing more people come through our doors. We're seeing so much positive feedback that, you know, we know we're heading in the right direction.
All right, when we come back from the break, there's a few things that you've got already planned that you that you're just speaking about, all the things that you have to do to keep it interesting. You've got actually three coming up.
We do.
Right? We'll talk about those right after this.
When you talk about tires, you're talking about numbers, tire size, speed rating, load index, air pressure, and of course, the price. But there's really only one number you need to know for tires. That's 877-5051, the phone number for Smith Tire Company. We're the area's only Michelin Alliance certified tire professionals. Just tell us what kind of vehicle you drive, and we'll go over the numbers with you. When you have as much experience as we have at Smith Tire Company, we know what all the numbers mean and how they can affect your tire and service needs. And with quality tires from Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal, we'll have a tire to fit your needs and budget. And for service needs, remember Smith Tire Company for oil changes, wheel alignment, air conditioner repair, brakes, shocks and struts, tire rotation, and tire repair. When you're driving on the highway or when the weather is bad, you deserve to have confidence in your tires and in your tire dealer. So see Smith Tire Company today at 2119 East Pershing Road or call us at 877-5051. That's the only number you'll need to know for tires.
Whether you're just starting out, tired of renting, or purchasing your dream home, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's right for you. With a simplified home buying experience, Busey will be there for you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you feel the transformation? 650 new jobs, $180 million in new facilities and business expansions, creation of the Midwest Inland Port. This is Decatur and Macon County, where industry meets innovation and talent meets demand. The Economic Development Corporation is in business to build business, achieve success, and create the future today, where quality of life means something more. Work with the Economic Development Corporation to create a customized development plan for your business and incentives tailored to meet your needs. Your business will be in good company. Discover the momentum at DecaturEDC.com. We are the Economic Development Corporation, and we are City Limitless. Brought to you by Neuhoff Media.
At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, our colleagues do more than just a job. It's a mission. We're part of a family of hospitals and medical providers who deliver healthcare with compassion and excellence. We're seeking healthcare professionals to renew their careers. At St. Mary's, we offer a great working environment with a competitive benefits package. To learn more about available positions for nurses, medical technologists, and surgical technologists, please visit stmarysdecatur.com/jobs.
Byers and Company on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
Oh, this song brings back memories, Jeff Daly. You know what I used to do with this song? I was five out of six in my family, and my brothers, my older brothers, were the 10 years, 9 years older than me, and they had all the Beatle albums. And I was in grade school. Gosh, I don't know. I was pretty young. I was so young I couldn't go out on Friday nights. So when all my brothers would go out on Friday nights, I'd go into their room and put on their Beatle albums. And this song, I'd have a tennis racket, and I'd pretend like I was Paul McCartney, or John Lennon, actually. And I'd sing this song with an air guitar, although my guitar was not an air guitar because it was a tennis racket, like a real guitar. And I had more fun on a Friday night just playing like I was a Beatle until I had to go to bed.
That's great.
Yeah, now on my evenings, I'm playing songs with my granddaughter, who's 3 years old, and there we are dancing around the den until my daughter and husband gets back from their trip. And, you know, I'm back to doing that at 60 years old.
My dad dances with my son, and I'm always like, I don't remember you dancing with me. It's so fun to see him do that.
You know, I did. I danced with all my kids. That's about the only thing I could do. that, you know, we go down to basement, we turn on. Boy, back then it was Kokomo, that song Kokomo, and Madonna's songs and all that stuff. And we just go down there, and instead of the fake or the fake guitars or the tennis rackets, I bought them all an instrument. You know, it's just plastic instruments, and they all one played the drums, the other one played the guitars, and we pretend like we're in a band.
I say be the Partridge Family band going tour.
Yeah. And I bet you know what? It gives you a great sense of rhythm, and you learn how to dance early as a kid. I look at my little granddaughter, 3 years, old, she's dancing around. She's going to be a good dancer. Eventually.
Well, and music's so good for them. I know my son loves music, and we just added that stage at the museum, and that was our purpose, was let's bring some music and some theater because it's so great for kids to use their imagination.
If for some reason you just joined us, that's Kate Fleming, and she is the executive director at the Children's Museum of Illinois. But it's really our Decatur Children's Museum. I don't care what Illinois says.
It's true.
All right. So you got some things coming up.
We do. So coming up, we're going to talk about some February events. On February 15th, we are going to host a Little Bits Chapter Challenge, which I'll back up and explain that we are a Little Bits chapter, and Little Bits are magnetic circuits. So it's this kind of new and improved way to use circuitry and invent anything under the sun that you want.
Wow.
And so as a chapter, they put out challenges. And so we are going to do our chapter challenge on Monday, February 15th from 9:30 to 11:30 because a lot of kids in the area have the day off. It's $15 per child and for members and $20 for non-members, and it's for ages 6 and older. And the challenge is to invent an electronic creature or character and then film it in action. And then we will send the film in to Little Bits and they'll share it on their page. And usually there's some sort of winner, even if it's just to say, hey, you're the winner. Maybe they get a little bit of a prize, too. So this would be kind of fun. Come out and actually, like, invent and make a creature.
So you have members and non-members out there.
Yes. You can have a membership, a family membership, $75 for the year. And then we also have other memberships. We have grandparent memberships and things like that. And so with memberships, you get free admission and then also reduced admission for special events like this.
So this one's a special event, so there's a reduced admission for members?
So $15 per child, and it's for 2 hours. And, you know, this is one you can bring them and drop them off and come back at 11:30.
Oh, really?
Yeah, more like a camp is what we're thinking because it's a day off of school. So we've had a lot of kids come in for some workshops this year, so hopefully we'll get some come in for this.
And then if you're a non-member, you can do it for $20.
For $20.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot of fun, and we're really excited. Last time we did a challenge, it was a Jedi challenge, and it was really cool. The guys came up with a new invention of a tool to use during a Star Wars scene, and then they filmed it, and it was a lot of fun. So this one's going to be fun, too. We've seen kids come up with their own creatures, and they are really imaginative and inventive. So this will be a fun group if you've got a child 6 and older. Sign them on up and bring them out.
Now, this next one looks like a lot of fun. Me and my sidekick.
Me and my sidekick. This is a special event that we're trying out on February 20th. That's a Saturday from 6 to 8. And that is $7 per person for members and $10 for non-members. And pretty much it is a superhero night. And, You know, you can bring your aunt, your uncle. You could bring your mom, your dad, your grandma and grandpa. But bring out, you know, your favorite adult, and you can make a mask and a cape and a gadget. So you're kind of creating your own persona. We're going to have obstacle courses and feats of strength and things like that throughout the museum. And we'll have a photo booth area where kids can show off what they've done. We're going to have some, like, cars for them to lift up and like that. And then Eric Hector from Heroic Age Studios, he's going to make portraits that the kids can take home. And if anyone doesn't know who Eric is, he actually has a background in comic books. So these are going to be some really priceless, you know, caricatures of your child as their superhero. And then we'll have snacks from Jimmy John's, sandwich chips and cookies. So it'll be a fun night to come out.
I think Eric might be here on Friday.
Yeah.
One of the Heroic Age guys is coming in with Michael Shear and Zach Garrett on the show.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Michael and Zach do music at the museum for us. So they're great. All those guys are great
Larkins
partners.
Too. You know Lee Larkins?
I think I've met him. Yes, yes. So it's great. So we're excited to have Eric come out and do that. And you know, just have fun and explore, you know, superhero themes.
How many kids can you take at a time?
For an event like this, I mean, we could take up to 100, 150 if we wanted.
Serious?
Mm-hmm. We'd love to have that many kids. We've had quite a few already sign up, and this isn't until the end of February, which is great that we've had some people sign up.
What about the other one, the Little Bits one?
The Little Bits, we do have a cap on that one, about 15 or 20 kids, because we'll be in the classroom. But for a special event where we have things throughout the museum, I mean, we can take a lot of children. For instance, Fairy Tale Ball, we are easily having 100 to 150 kids a night, and we do it for 3 nights. So
when is that?
That is in April. It is the first Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of April. I think that is the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to hear more about the Fairy Tale Ball.
Okay,
because I know what that will mean to my little 3-year-old.
We can talk about
that. And then I also want to talk about the Rube Goldberg competition.
Awesome.
Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, more with Kate Fleming right after this.
And before we check your forecast, I want to remind you that Coach House Garages is reminding you, don't wait to get your appointment set for your new garage because jobs are filling up quick. Call today, get your appointment scheduled. With the increase in lumber prices steadily rising each month, get locked in on your pricing now. Coach House Garages contracts are good for 1 year, so you can secure your price now for that garage you're going to build this coming spring. Coach House specializing in both attached and detached garages. Mark McCullum and his team working with you to design that garage of your dreams. And that's serious business. All garages are custom built to your preference and your satisfaction. Coach House will even come to your home and assess your property and your needs for absolutely free. Coach House Garages, 200 Spittler Drive, right off 121 behind Hucks in Mount Zion. They build over 21,000 garages. They have over 40 years of experience and are all 100% made in the USA. Their motto, built on generations of Amish craftsmanship, making you feel confident that the quality and craftsmanship of your garage is a number one, top of the line. Give Mark a call today, 864-2396, 864-2396, or check out the website, coachhousegarages.com. Clouds this morning, sunshine this afternoon, 37 your expected high. Clouds tonight, 29 the overnight low. Partly sunny, 41 tomorrow. Sunshine and 42 on Friday. Currently 28 in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time, 8:53.
Start the new year in a new Honda from Bob Brady Honda.
All my friends are driving new Hondas. The gas mileage is so sweet.
It's the Honda New Year sales event going on now at Bob Brady Honda. Don't miss the savings on our remaining 2015 inventory. New inventory arriving daily, including the dramatically redesigned all-new 2016 Honda Civic Sedan. During the New Year sales event, you'll find great low lease payments on a new Honda. Financing for as little as 0.9% and absolutely no money down programs with no payments until spring. It's the Honda New Year sales event going on now at Bob Brady Honda, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
Take a little trip to Bob Brady Honda.
See Bob Brady Honda for lease and finance details.
Decades of political games have left Illinois families reeling, struggling to find good jobs, struggling to get their children the education they deserve, struggling to pay for the rising cost of a government that doesn't work for them. But solutions exist to fix these problems and to help families forge a future here in Illinois. Learn how you can fight for a better Illinois at illinoispolicy.org. Illinois Policy. Illinois' comeback story starts here.
Byers & Company on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
Well, now I'm in high school and I can't talk about some of these stories. But it brings back to memories as well. Oh, it was like a Beatle morning. I guess that, you know, you give away a Beatle money clip and all of a sudden you just get in the mood, right, Jeff?
Absolutely.
All right, so Kate Fleming is the executive director of the Children's Museum. Kate is a mother of a 3-year-old, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
Is it helpful to be the executive director or not? I mean, I'm just wondering, does Gabe get to go there all he wants, or do you have to be careful?
I would say Gabe has gone about 5 times, just because he wasn't old enough. But I always say once he realizes where I work, I'm doomed. I'm going to be there 7 days a week. We're going to have to go and play.
So this next on Saturday, February 27, the Rube Goldberg competition.
Yes,
that'd be good for Gabe.
Oh, he would love this. Any child or adult would love to come out to this. So the Engineering in the Classroom program, they do their citywide competition at the museum. So all year long, the children have been working on their Rube Goldberg contraptions, and then they present them, and they get judged. And then the winner goes on to Champaign. I believe it's like the state or regional conference next. So come on out. We have reduced admission. It's $3 for everyone on that day. And then Raise Chili also has like hot dogs and chili.
Okay.
So you can come and see. Come anytime. Your kids can play. It's a busy day, but it's so cool to see what the kids have come up with. It's a really fun day.
All right. And then the princess.
Yes, Fairy Tale Ball. So that is April 7th through 9th. I was right on those dates. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night from 6 to 8. And last year, we had a DJ, and we will still continue to do that. So we have fun kid music that the kids can dance to. And we also had some appearances by Elsa and Anna from Frozen.
Oh,
so
sure.
We will hopefully have some more princesses come back. But we make the museum look like a fairy tale castle for 3 days, and the girls can make crowns. And I think we've made wands in the past. We're still trying to put together all the crafts and activities that we're going to do. But it is a magical night. And, you know, princes can come, too. If they would like to bring their mom, you know, it's not just for little girls. We can have little boys come.
The crazy things you do as a grandparent or probably a mother and father. So and I were down at Epcot, and we ate in Italy. And there's one of the princesses standing there taking pictures. And the line was a mile long.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who had to stand in line?
You.
To get a picture with this princess. So we could send it back.
Come on, Grandpa.
Yeah, we did. We stood there, and the lady told me, says, "I'm sorry, but we're out of time." And so I said, "Oh, no. We'll be the last one in line, but we have to do this."
Mm-hmm.
So they stayed a little longer, so Sue and I can get a picture with one of the princesses. I don't know which one it was.
There's a lot of them.
Oh, there are. Disney has just brought them back again, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
All right, my dear, you do great work.
Thank you.
Really appreciate everything that you do at the Children's Museum. It is a diamond out there in next to the zoo, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. You're always welcome on Soy City Buzz, and I'm sure with Brian as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Jeffrey, tomorrow is going to be another big day. The mayor is going to be here and city manager, just to name a couple. So join us tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. So long, everyone.
What happened since breakfast? I'll tell you before dinner. I'm Shepard Smith with the Fox Report, weekday afternoons at 4 here on News Talk 1340, WSOY, Decatur.